AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student-staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here on the Flyers. I'm Larry Hanskin. Hope everyone can hear me. Working through a little issues here as the Dayton Flyers coming off a disappointing loss at home to Drake on Saturday, 28-17. We'll be in action on the road this coming Saturday at Butler for a new game. We'll be telling you a lot more about that coming up. Also joined by two young members of the Dayton football team tonight, redshirt freshman running back Richie Warfield and also true freshman defensive tackle Mike Stadola, both out of the Chicago area. We'll be hearing more from them coming up. But Coach, Saturday, one of those games where, gosh, we seem to say this over and over, mistakes, missed assignments here and there, whether it's a missed tackle, it's a missed block, not being in the right place, but not making a play. Drake makes plays, Drake wins.
Drake wins, and that's what kind of the difference in that game was, Larry. And I think what you have to do, you look at third down percentage. They were something like 9 of 14. We were 3 of 15 on third and fourth down conversions. And so when you're converting on third down, that extending your drives, it gives you more opportunities. And we couldn't come up with that two or three plays that would get us over the hump there. It was a tight game, 14-10 at halftime. And then second half there, they score on a long drive. And then the mistake bug hit us there, and we fumble inside the 15, and they capitalize on it.
Third quarters have been, they've been decisive for you. You have won games in the third quarter. You have lost games in the third quarter. This is the third quarter where they managed just 2 yards, no first downs, whereas Drake came out after just 1 of 4 on third down in the first half. They come out in the third quarter, they get 4 out of 5 conversions on third down.
It was, it was just a quarter there where I felt like our offense just never got into sync there at all. And now, give credit to Drake. They're the number one defense in the conference there. I thought the way the game started off, our offense was moving the ball, running the ball, throwing it. Very windy day. The people were there. I thought it affected our passing game. But Drake, they had a good plan there. And especially there in the third quarter, I think they made some adjustments. And as a defense, we were unable to stop them to give good field position to our offense. And as I said, I never felt like in that third quarter our offense got into a flow.
All right. We got some microphone issues. We're going to get straightened out. And then we're going to get back here at Milano's. We'll get the chance to meet Richie Warfield, Mike Stadola. More about the Drake game. Also looking ahead at a different Bulldogs, the Butler Bulldogs. That's all coming up. The Rick Chamberlain Show live from Milano's on Brown Street.
Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. The Cincinnati Reds have a new manager, and he has a familiar last name. Cops are still looking for help in the case of a missing Riverside woman, and President Trump stumping tonight for an old campaign rival. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 42 area schools, we treat more student athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, our team of board-certified sports medicine and orthopedic physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Premier Health, taking care to a higher level.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was going to happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom, transformative action, trusted advisors.
I'm WHIO's Chris Hartley with some fun events for you this weekend here in the Miami Valley. This is the last weekend for the Ohio Renaissance Festival. It's going to wrap up with its Tricks or Treats weekend. The festival begins at 10:30 a.m. and it's going to run through 6 both Saturday and Sunday. Scene 75 is going to be doing their indoor trick-or-treating event. That's going to be on Thursday night from 6 to 9. 2,000 pounds of candy is going to be given out to kids 12 and under. Stop by in a costume and you can participate in the safe trick-or-treating environment. This is the 7th year for the free event. Hot Fest on 5th is going to be happening this Saturday in the Oregon District. This is the 33rd year for this epic party. Beer trucks, costume contests, circus performers, and jugglers, as well as food, is all going to be happening Saturday night starting at 7. And Zombie Fest is going to kick off this weekend, Friday 6 to 9 and Saturday 2 to 9. It's going to be at the Payne Recreation Center, and that's out in Moraine. You can expect food trucks, hay rides, and a haunted attraction, as well as Zombie Run. Getting you out into the Miami Valley this weekend, I'm Chris Hartley, AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather, with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
W-A-I-O.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowern and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach. And I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families or their children, asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently at no cost for life, so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
Now, gardening advice from Garden Talk's very own Mark Weber.
Fall is for planting, and one of the most best times of the year there is to plant trees. In fact, planting trees in October and November and early December is the ideal time to get an early jump on next season. You see, trees need roots, and they need lots of roots. And one of the ways that we can grow a better tree is to plant it in the fall. Keep in mind that when you go to plant your tree, select a tree that has a root flare that's exposed at the surface, and make sure that your tree is sited and installed based on what a preliminary soil test tells us. The hole should be dug 3 times as wide, and the wire basket as well as the burlap should be removed all the way down the root ball to the lower third. In most cases, you don't need to stake a tree, but by planting trees in the fall, they will grow and thrive.
Listen to Mark Weber on Garden Talk Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was gonna happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
mostly clear skies. The wind's calming down this evening. Temperatures dropping to 41 tonight. Sunshine and just a few clouds tomorrow afternoon, a high of 55. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back. Milano's got our microphone issue squared away, so we continue on this edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show at Milano's on Brown Street. Dayton Flyers coming off a 28-17 loss to Drake on the road this week at Butler. And we're going to be taking a look more at the Drake game, just the status of Dayton football at this point in time, and then also look at that game with the Bulldogs coming up. But as promised, we have two student-athletes with us here tonight. Redshirt freshman Richie Warfield out of Cook County, Illinois, a running back, a touchdown maker, 10th rushing touchdown of the season on Saturday, along with two receiving touchdowns, tops in the PFL. And Richie, tell us about your high school background. What brought you to the University of Dayton?
Well, I went to Providence Catholic High School in New Lenox, Illinois. It's a south suburb of Chicago, and really enjoyed my time there, really enjoyed the culture. So when I got to Dayton and took a look at the people here, the coaches, it was very similar in the sense that there's a strong winning tradition and a strong tradition of also academic excellence at this school, and that really attracted me to come to this school.
Always been a running back all your life?
Yes, I've always been a running back, and unless you throw it back to about fourth grade when I had my hand in the dirt playing tight end.
Okay. So you came to the University of Dayton, and you knew and you kind of had an idea of what your role might be. You had a breakout spring. Do you think your spring is really what puts you in a situation where now you're getting the opportunity to make plays now in the fall?
I think that definitely contributed to it. I think just attacking the winter workouts full head on, and then just going hard in the spring and trying to do my job and just trying to make a name for myself as much as I could and just be as much of a compliment to our other running backs, Sean Proffitt and Tucker Ynger, as best as I can. I think it really helped me prepare myself for the season.
All right, we're going to learn more about Richie off the football field. He'll hand that over to Mike Stodola. We'll get to Mike now. And, Mike, you're also from that part of the country, the Chicagoland area, Barrington, Illinois. Tell us about your high school background. What brought you to the University of Dayton?
Well, like Richie said, I had a great high school experience. I love the coaches, love the people. And when I came to Dayton, I saw the same things. I saw a family amongst the players, like people you can trust, and a good school with great academics.
In the recruiting process, were you told, okay, you're going to have to wait your opportunity? People don't play as a freshman when they come to the University of Dayton. Were you told that?
I was told that I would most likely be redshirted my freshman year, yeah.
Okay. When did that change?
Well, I came into camp this summer thinking that I can play, and then if I just go out there, try my best, try to impress the coaches that I have a chance.
All right. And Coach Chamberlain, when did it change for you, your plans for Mike Stodola?
When it changed, Larry, was when we got into full contact and started scrimmaging, the offense versus the defense. And Michael was standing out in just his physical play. He was learning the finer points of the D-line position, techniques, assignments, that sort of thing. But just his physical play, his punch that he had, his running ability, his feet, we were noticing him. And so we kept putting him into more and more situations. And by the time we were getting ready for that first game against Robert Morris, we said, he's going to be in the rotation here with our defensive tackles. So from game one on, Michael's been in the trenches there for us.
Had a couple of sacks in the first quarter against Drake. And how much, talking about that, sacking the quarterback, how much of that is technique? How much is just effort?
Well, there's a good technique that goes into it, but effort's the main focus there. I mean, if you don't go out there, give everything you got, you're not going to get the results you want.
Okay. Go ahead and pass the microphone back to Richie. While we're doing that, we're going to talk a little bit more about that Drake game on Saturday because, kind of lost in the shuffle for fans maybe. I saw it happening as the game played out. You came in very thin at cornerback, and you got thinner as the game went on. What was your status at that position at the end of the game?
At the end of the game, Christian Kelly didn't get to play because of an injury, and so Jason Balog and Joe Bubonics was the starters. Well, sometime late first quarter there, Jason Balog took a hit on the sideline there and separated his shoulder. And he tried a couple of plays, but it just wasn't going to work out. So he comes out. A.J. Watson goes in to play at the corner position, a redshirted freshman. Had not been in any game whatsoever. And was playing there, and Joe Bubonics was playing. And we just felt like we needed maybe something a little more physical. So actually, at the end of the towards the end of the game, we had Brandon Easterling playing at the corner position there. And we have two other young men at the corner position, Austin Newland, who's a redshirted freshman, and then Broom, a freshman for us there who prepped this week. So, Larry, it's not a real deep position for us, not very experienced right now because of Jake Kemp is still injured. He has a rib injury from a couple weeks ago that he's just not 100% yet. And then Jason Balog here now with his injury.
All right. So will Brandon continue to work out there?
Well,
on the
we talked about it there. The problem is Matt Clifford pulled his hamstring. And so Matt Clifford is a safety for us. And so our feeling is we got to keep Brandon at the safety position there and work with those young men, A.J. Watson and Joe Bubonics and those guys, and getting them ready this week.
Now, it's that time of year when the everybody in college football is dealing with something. So
right.
You're not going to get any calls from any coaches in the league saying, "Oh, Rick, I'm really sorry to hear about your situation."
No, they're not. They're dealing with their own.
Yeah, they got their own stuff. Richie Warfield again, running back with us, and I kind of jokingly called you a touchdown maker. There's no joke about it. I mean, you have found the end zone 12 times total already, including 10 rushing touchdowns. What is it about that is part of your game? I mean, granted, it's a short yardage situation, but not always. I mean, you've got touchdown runs of well over 10 yards.
Right. I think it's just from the standpoint of when we're getting close to that goal line, I think everyone on the offense kind of feels it, that we need to score, especially when we're in the red zone, because that contributes a lot to us winning games. So I think it's just an overall – I don't want to say just a greater want, because everyone wants to score a touchdown regardless of if you're on the 20-yard line or, you know, your own 30-yard line. But I think it's just one of those things where you get close to the goal line and you start getting excited and you want to do everything you can to just get that ball across the goal line.
Now, red zone efficiency was actually pretty good for the Flyers on Saturday, as it was for Drake. I mean, both teams were perfect in the red zone.
Yep.
A lot of stuff happened between the 20s throughout the course of that game that added up to that 28-17 final.
It was, Larry. Like I spoke earlier there, they had some important plays, key moments in which we'd have them in third and 15, and they'd get the first down, and that kept that drive alive. And then they would find somehow to get a score, whether running the ball or throwing it to their big receivers to get down close to the goal line. And for us, it was just seemed like we had to have big plays. We couldn't move the ball consistently. That's how we got our third touchdown, or the second touchdown, to get the 17 points. We had some big plays there that got us down inside the 10. And then Drake made a mistake with the pass interference, which gave us some life there on a third down and put the ball on the one there, which allowed us to get the score there. But we just couldn't put enough plays together, Larry, where they did. But the thing I have to say, our players never gave up. They fought hard, and I thought the greatest example of that, Larry, if you remember the play, it's 28-17, maybe a little over 3 minutes left, and their quarterback breaks a run. They caught us in a defense, a man defense, and he's taken off, and he's headed for the end zone. Two guys didn't give up. David Leisring ran him down, stripped the ball from him, and Dante Stefanini, a defensive end, was running right behind him and scooped it up and got the ball back in our possession at the one-yard line. Been very easy just to let him coast in, thinking, well, this isn't going to help us at all. But Our players never give up, Larry.
Now the Flyers with some games yet to play, including this Saturday at Butler, something we'll be talking about when we continue on the Rick Chamberlain Show live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:32. I'm Dave Daniels. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. The Cincinnati Reds have a new manager, and he has a familiar last name. Cops are still looking for help in the case of a missing Riverside woman, and President Trump stumping tonight for an old campaign rival.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell. I'm tracking another blast of chilly air on the way when it arrives in my forecast straight ahead.
Now WHIO triple team traffic, still all clear on your Miami Valley highways and byways at this hour. No major accidents or delays to tell you about. If you're headed south on I-75 from Needmore to 35, that 5 mile drive taking you just about 5 minutes. Our top story, the president will stump tonight for an old adversary.
Now, Mr. Trump will hold a rally for Cruz tonight.
To me, he's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
The president told reporters he's more and more confident about Republican prospects in this year's midterm elections.
Our Washington insider, Jamie Dupree, has more on his blog at WHIO.com. Updating a story we're following today, cops are still asking for the public's help in finding a missing mother.
Riverside police say they have no suspect or person of interest in the disappearance of Cheryl Conker, who hasn't been seen since October 2nd. They say surveillance cameras have not given them any answers on why the mother's car turned up in a shopping center with her credit cards and phone inside. They say Coker has no history of disappearing, but there's also no evidence anyone abducted her.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy says Coker disappeared 3 weeks ago after dropping her daughter off at school. Cops are still searching for a suspect after a gas station is robbed in Huber Heights this morning.
This all happened on Chambersburg Road, where a man reportedly walked into a gas station and demanded money. The clerk telling police the robber had a gun, however, did not show that gun. He got away with an unknown amount of cash, taking off in a four-door sedan.
News Center 7's Adam Marshall. You can see a picture of the suspect on our website, WHIO.com.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
The Cincinnati Reds reveal their new manager today, and he has a last name that's very familiar to Reds fans. 46-year-old Cincinnati native David Bell has a 3-year contract through the 2021 season with a club option for 2022. Bell attended Moeller High School in Cincinnati. His father, Buddy Bell, played for the Reds from 1985 to 88. His grandfather, Gus Bell, was a Reds outfielder from 1953 to 61 and was inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame in 1964. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell.
Skies will be mostly clear with the winds calming down this evening. Temperatures dropping down to near 41 tonight, so not as cold as the last couple of nights. Sunshine through most of the day tomorrow. A bit of a cooler afternoon, a high 55. We'll drop off to 33 tomorrow night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell out of Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Clear skies right now across the Miami Valley. That's causing our temperatures to drop. It's 50 degrees in Piqua, 56 degrees in Springfield, and 58 in Dayton at 7:35. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. I know MyPillow will help you sleep better. I know that because it's helped me sleep better for over 3 years. I fall asleep so much faster than I used to, and I'm sleeping deeper. I really get that deep recuperative sleep I need to be my best on a daily basis. I know MyPillow will work, and so do the folks at MyPillow, so much so they are extending their money-back guarantee. Now, in the past, you buy a MyPillow, you've got a 60-day money-back guarantee, but when you buy right now, they're going to extend that money-back guarantee until March 1st. They're that confident that MyPillow can be a life-changer for you. So what are you waiting for? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free with a money-back guarantee until March 1st. Again, you can call 1-800-320-1481. Ask for the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use the promo code WHIO. And again, you get that money-back guarantee until March 1st.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's on Brown Street in the home of the Rick Chamberlain Show every Monday night during the Flyer football season, which is heading into the home stretch. Dayton coming off a 28-17 loss at home to Drake. First home loss for the Flyers this season. And now Dayton in pursuit of its first road win this week on the road in Indianapolis at Butler for a noon game on Saturday. We'll talk more about that coming up. We're joined, of course, by Coach Rick Chamberlain. And mentioned while we were just chatting during the commercial break there that one thing that jumped out at me about Drake was that defensively, they all look the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether they were defensive ends or safeties, about 6'3", 220, 240 of the guys up front. But a long team. Yes. And I thought that their length, particularly in the defensive front, gave your offense fits at times.
They did, and that's what they've been doing to a lot of people this year, Larry, and that's why they're the number one ranked defense in our conference and nationally ranked there. And you're correct, and when you have that kind of length there, the leverage that you have, the space you can cover with your arm width, just being able to cover ground there with that type of people there. And they're well coached. They got a great scheme, and they execute it very well. And they play fast. They really do. They don't stand around much at all. And they're fun to watch. Fortunately, I didn't want to watch them against us on Saturday, how well they're doing. But whenever we're getting ready for an opponent, Larry, and they've played Drake before us, that's the game I watch. I watched that game to see how their defense is attacking their opponent's offense and little things that they may be doing there because they're that good.
And I think their length, that size, it bothered Jack Cook, your quarterback, just getting their hands up and taking away passing lanes.
Exactly, and that's what it is. Jack's 6 foot, and to be able to step up into a hole and to see the receivers downfield, they caused problems there. Hopefully we can overcome anything in the future there.
All right. Well, talking about well-coached defensive linemen, you got a good lineman here with us tonight who is well-coached, Mike Stadola, and under the tutelage of Coach Andy Arakri. And what's Coach Rock bring to the table for you guys up front?
Oh, Coach Rock brings a load of experience. He played at Miami, Ohio, was a great player there, and he went on to play further too. He teaches us technique, teaches us how to take blocks, how to get off blocks, how to react. I mean, he just teaches all the stuff that we need to know.
Now, Coach mentioned that physically you just did some things in camp that, well, put you in the position you're in right now where you're in the rotation. You're playing a lot. What is, from your aspect, your strong suit as a defensive tackle?
I would say my get-off is one of my strong suits. I just tend to have more of an explosive speed off the ball, and it kind of accommodates for my size and my position.
Okay, were you one of these guys? I remember playing with a guy like this way back in middle school that he was so quick that he kept getting called for penalties, for offside penalties, when in fact he was not jumping offside. He was just quicker than anyone else out there. Were you one of those guys growing up?
I got called a couple times in flag football for that, yeah. Sure, yeah.
All right. This has been a up and down season for you, and you know it's a lot to take in. You know, learning a position, learning about college football, and then going through the ups and downs of the wins and the losses and the travels and the things like that. What's been the biggest adjustment for you, Mike, making that jump from, well, a year ago playing high school football to now you're playing in the PFL?
I'd say just managing time with football, obviously. College football is a lot more of a time commitment versus high school, and just managing your time, when to study, when to take a break, and just managing all that with football.
Okay. Go ahead and pass that headset over to Richie, and while you're doing that, I want to talk to Coach. And you were coming off a tough coaching week last week, both the logistics of the travel after San Diego and then the emotions of losing a game that could have put you in the thick of the PFL, and by losing it, well, you're not in the thick of the PFL anymore. Yeah. a different type of emotion this week. What's been the reaction so far once guys got back to work and meetings on Sunday?
I think it's all been – I do know, Larry, that it is positive. It's positive there because the Dayton program is one of a lot of pride. It really is. The teams that have played here before us and the legacy and the alumni connections that we have, and that's what the players feel. And we still got – we got three games left here, two at home, or two on the road, one at home. And we want to just finish strong because you always want to finish strong going into the winter because it just gives you momentum and so forth. And we got some big rivalry games coming up. I mean, with Butler, our closest opponent geographically. So a lot of the guys, I know these two here, the Chicago area is recruited very heavily by Butler and us, so they know a lot of the guys on each other's teams here. And then having to go to have Morehead come in for our senior day, our last home game, something very special there. And then to wrap it up against Jacksonville to hopefully have it for a winning season, which is very important to this program.
All right, Flyers with some goals before them that they hope to accomplish, but you can only play them one at a time. The next one is coming up this Saturday against Butler. Richie Warfield, as we mentioned with us, running back, redshirt freshman, seeing the field for the first time this year in with a group of running backs, and you already alluded to Sean Proffitt. Of course, Tucker Ynger, over 3,000 yards in his career, and one of only two players in UD football history to go over 3,000 yards. Ironically, they were both teammates. Connor Kasser was a senior when Tucker was a young guy just like you. So, Richie, what – I mean, obviously you get a lot – Coach Ewald coaches you guys up at running back and helps you out a lot with different things. But what do you learn from each other, and specifically a guy like Tucker? What does he do to help you?
I think a big part about us as a running back core is just learning by example, watching all of us have slightly different styles, the way we run the ball, and then just picking up things from one another to help us on the field. I think it's very important. And then, obviously, Tucker learned a lot when he was younger, and I think that he's really passed stuff that he's picked up along the way to us young guys so that we can kind of carry on having a successful running back core for the Flyers for the future.
You mentioned core, and I was going to bring that phrase up, esprit de corps, where you as a group you take on a group mentality and a group pride. Is that the case with you, Tucker, Sean, and then Cole and Marlon and Tyler? I could go on and on.
Right. I think from top down, if you look at our running backs, we all have the skill level to play in the PFL, and we are essentially running back core. When Tucker's doing well, we're all doing well. You know, when Sean or I or Cole or anyone is having a good day on the field or a good day of practice, it kind of just elevates us to a different level, and then we all kind of take pride in that.
All right, and I want to touch upon some of the guys that I alluded to briefly, yeah. But Coach, I know Coach Ewald is really proud, obviously, of Tucker and Richie and Sean, the guys who were getting the carries on Saturdays. But he talked about some of those other guys, Marlon Bunnell, a senior.
Yep.
Volunteers to go on scout team.
Yep. That's just the quality of young men that we have in our program, Larry. Marlon had a very serious injury just last year there. Dislocated an ankle, had to have surgery, all those things. So it took him a while to get back into it. But whatever he can do to make our program better, Marlon's wanting to do that. And I've been very happy that we've had a couple home games here that Marlon's got into play and made some outstanding runs. And Tyler Vincent, who's a junior, he's been on scout team to help out wherever he can, and he's had the opportunity to go in. Running backs is our deepest position, Larry, by far, of any place. A number of these guys, if they weren't here, if they were at another school, they'd be starting and playing a lot more. But the Dayton program is special to them, and that's why they want to be here.
Well, we're going to learn more about one of these running backs, Richie Warfield, as well as defensive tackle Mike Stadola, away from football. And also, we're going to take a look at this year's edition of the Butler Bulldogs. That's all coming up as we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick
Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Alano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. Cops still looking for a suspect after a gas station is robbed in Huber Heights. A Warren County Corrections officer is charged with felonious assault after allegedly breaking an inmate's jaw. And President Trump stumping tonight for an old campaign rival. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Maytag and Logan Master Appliance will help you stand up to messes with a Maytag brand kitchen suite that's engineered to resist fingerprints, so stainless steel keeps looking stainless. The easy-to-clean, fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish keeps your kitchen looking as good on the outside as it works on the inside. See store for full details and qualified models. Logan Master Appliance. When service matters, call the masters.
Hello, it is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Mostly clear skies. The wind's calming down this evening. Temperatures dropping to 41 tonight. Sunshine and just a few clouds tomorrow afternoon. A high of 55. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 at News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show. Live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's on Brown Street. Boy, they've got a great menu this time of year and a great place to come after a Flyer home game or just any night, really, and certainly on Monday nights. We're here for the Rick Chamberlain Show. A lot of folks will be catching Monday Night Football coming up or World Series games later on this week. The Dayton Flyers are on the road this week at Butler. We're going to be talking about the Bulldogs here in a little bit. But right now, as we always do, we want to learn more about our student-athletes, you know, not just as football players, but away from the field. And we got true freshman Mike Stadola out of Barrington, Illinois, with us. And what do you have you declared a major yet at the University of Dayton?
I have not. I'm undecided currently, but I'm looking forward. I'm looking into doing something in the field of business.
Okay. What intrigues you about that?
Well, I'm in microecon right now, and that class just has sort of a pull for me. I just really intrigued every time I'm in there. So it's interesting to me.
First go around at classes, so you've already answered my question as to which class you've enjoyed so far, microecon. I'm sure there's people in that class with you right now rolling their eyes that you said that.
Yeah.
You know, don't name names or professors or anything, but what's the class right now that you just cannot wait until this semester is over?
My history class, just because it's a gen ed. It's just a lot of information that's been repetitive through high school and just sort of just slow. And you know, I'd like to learn something new and interesting.
Okay, well, good for you. Well, so when you're not relearning history or learning something new about microeconomics, if you're not in the weight room, if you're not on the practice field, what's Mike Stadola do for fun?
I like to, you know, go out to eat with my friends, teammates. Also, I'm looking forward here playing some intramurals, whether that's basketball, softball, and just doing some extra stuff outside. Yeah.
I know at one point in time, the intramural basketball competition amongst the football team was pretty intense. Is that starting to rise up again? Are you guys starting to put your teams together?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's my first time through it, but I've heard through other guys that it gets pretty heated and intense there during the intramural season. So I'm looking forward to that. Definitely, yeah.
Okay, so you're a Chicago area guy. Are you the big Chicago area teams fan that like your captain and your fellow defensive lineman Nick Sturgis is?
Yeah, I'm a Bears fan, and believe it or not, I'm also a Seahawks fan. So I split time between those, but if they were to have to play, I'd have to side with the Bears.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and pass the – you learn a little bit more about Mike Stadola as he passes the mic on over to Richie Warfield. And, Richie, you got – An academic year under your belt already that Mike doesn't have. What are you majoring in? Have you declared yet?
Right now, I'm a marketing major, and I'm also minoring in pre-law studies.
Okay, so is your thought right now you're going to go to law school?
That is a goal of mine and a dream that I have, but I'm going to go through the pre-law classes and see how I like that. And if that doesn't work out, I'm still going to have a solid degree in marketing.
Okay, so. What class so far has really resonated with you that's been something that that is, you know, you think that, okay, this is pretty cool?
Right now I'm in a management class. It's management 201. It's kind of business law, so I'm getting kind of both of my majors in one class, so I've really enjoyed that. And our professor is a local judge in Montgomery County, and he's done a great job of just relating what we're learning in the class to everyday life and things that he sees every day in the courtroom.
Okay, and obviously you've probably come across a class at some point in time in your young UD career that, oh gosh, if you'd had your druthers, you wouldn't have been in that class. What might it have been?
Well, right now I'm in a geology class, and I'll tell you, I'm getting a little tired of looking at rocks.
Okay, so Richie, when you're not looking at rocks or you're not hearing about court cases in Montgomery County and you're not in the weight room, what do you do for fun?
I play guitar, Larry, and it's really fun. I've been doing it for probably the last 5 or 6 years, and it's just a good time to kind of relax and take your mind off of school and football.
Now, I thought I saw on the scoreboard Saturday that there's a couple of other guys, musicians on the team, and you guys gig together at all?
Well, I've had a rehearsal with a couple guys on the team, Dante Stefanini, Matthew Brandeis, and Ben Gothier, and who knows, the Flyer fans might have to stay tuned if we put something together after the season's over.
Okay, so you're a guitar player. Who are your influences? As a guitar
influences,
player.
Well, I mean, I started off just, I think everyone starts off with AC/DC growing up, and then it's just evolved from there. I like Van Halen a lot, Guns N' Roses. I'm a fan of Rush for the more nerdy fans out there, and then I like U2 a lot at the moment.
Okay, so you can do a little Edge, huh?
A little bit. Just need those echo effects.
Okay. All right. Well, we've learned a little bit more about Richie Warfield as well as the Dayton Flyers are getting ready to take on the Butler Bulldogs. Let's learn about them. Coach, Butler probably, they are the team that Dayton has played more than any other team currently in Flyer history that you still continue to play because your history goes back well before the PFL, and like Dayton, a charter member of the league. What's this year's Butler team like?
This year's Butler team is outstanding defense, as they always are. They run well. Again, very disciplined team. Offensively, they have a veteran quarterback back, but more importantly, Larry, they probably have the best all-around receiver in the conference, and Pace Temple.
Now, Ryan Skibinski might argue with
well,
you.
I know, being teammates and Pace only being a year ahead of him. But he has been a thorn in our side since he was a freshman. He's been playing since his freshman year. And all you have to do, Larry, if you remember back to last year's game and some of the catches that he made one catch laying on his back. Christian Searles did a great play on him, knocked the ball. He goes to the ground, and he has that concentration. That's what I think separates him from other receivers in the conference, his ball concentration. Is outstanding, along with his speed, his hands, but that ball concentration. So they're going to find a number of ways to try to get it to him, and we just have to be aware he's at.
Yeah, he had a big game early for them in non-conference in pulling off that upset win at Youngstown State. But, you know, they've had their ups and downs since then.
They have. It's been one of those years where very similar to ours.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Very similar to ours, where they would be in contention. They've played some great games, like the Youngstown game and a couple others. But now once they've gotten into the conference, they'll play well for a quarter or two, and then they'll make mistakes. Watching the Drake game, they played Drake the week before us, or 2 weeks before us, and time of possession, Larry, get this, time of possession in the Drake-Butler game, Butler had it for 40 minutes, Drake had it for 20, and Drake ends up winning 36-7. Mistakes, turnovers, interceptions, bad kicks. And that's kind of been their theme here for these last 3 weeks here, even against San Diego that they played this past week.
Now, obviously, you do spend some time this week breaking them down, scouting report. But even at this point in time of the year, with just three games left on your plate, how much is the focus still really about Dayton?
Oh, it's all about Dayton. What do we do well? And because you're going to play your same defense, your same offense. You may use more plays of a certain type that you didn't use the game before, but it's all about our execution. That's what it comes down to. It's how do we perform at each position to either move the ball or stop Butler there. And so that's what we got to really work on, make sure that we're on top of it, that we're just keep being more consistent in techniques and assignments, and we can win a game.
Okay, Richie Warfield, how do you address that this week about becoming more consistent when it comes to assignments and also at the same time making plays?
Well, I think the key for us is just knowing the fact that we haven't played our best game yet, and there's still a lot of potential, especially from us on offense, to prove to ourselves more than anyone that we can be a dominant offense in this league. And I think that we have a great opportunity to do that this week, just by what we've talked about the whole entire year up to this point, limiting mistakes and just executing.
Okay, pass the headset on over to Mike Stadola. And Mike, you know, do you try to keep your preparation the same week in, week out, and try to be consistent in your preparation with the thought of taking that consistency and carrying it over to game day?
Yeah, totally. We attack every day with full effort, trying to get better every day, and then coming out there Saturday and just doing our best, trying to execute, limit mistakes, and yeah.
Okay, when you look at what's ahead of you, you know, do you try to make sure that you just focus on just this, not even just the next game, but just the next snap, the next play?
Yeah, for sure. You got to have a one snap mentality, especially on defense, because you could screw up, but next snap you can make the play. So if you just take it one snap at a time, try your best, that's the best way to go about it.
Coach, is this team, you know, granted it's yet to play that really perfect game, but has this team shown the ability to get off the bad play and get off the good play and
yes,
get on to the next?
They can. I've seen it time and time again. And like I said, that example of Dante and David Leistring I mentioned earlier there was just that idea of about, okay, maybe this didn't work, but it's not going to stop us from giving the effort and doing what we're supposed to on the next play. And just keep coming at our opponents, not just backing down and not giving in, but really putting forth that determination to play the way we know we can play and to just do it more consistently.
Well, the Flyers shooting for that consistent performance coming up this Saturday on the road at Butler. That game in Indianapolis will kick off at noon. Mike Kelly and I will have the call here on WHIO Radio, beginning with pregame show on Saturday morning at 11:30. Then we'll be back here next Monday night to talk about it on another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show. On behalf of our engineer producer, and he earned his money tonight, Griff Getz, and also our student athletes, Richie Warfield and Mike Stadola, and of course the coach, Rick Chamberlain, I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everybody. Go Flyers.